In 2012, the Navy held a week's worth of events in the Spokane area, and it was so successful that the service decided to come back again, says Gary Ross. He's an event planner for the Navy Office of Community Outreach.
Navy Weeks are a way for the United States Navy to come into a town that really isn't Navy heavy, if you will. Not a lot of Navy presence here.
Each year, Ross and four other Navy planners develop 15 Navy Week programs in American cities. The agenda in Spokane this year includes three Navy Day events. There's a Spring Fling Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Spokane Community College. Explosives technicians will be there with their bomb-diffusing robots, and sailors will wear early 19th century naval garb while they talk about the newest submarine. The same group will be at West Valley High School on Thursday during the day with a free block party there that evening. And Friday will be Navy STEM Day at the Mobius Science Center. Navy bands will be playing all over the city throughout the week. And then on Saturday night, Ross says the naval representatives will join their Air Force brethren in the Lilac Festival Torchlight Parade.
They'll do a flyover of the Air Force tankers from Fairchild. Well, we're going to bring our helicopter in, too, and do a little flyover to kick off the parade. So it's going to be fun. It's really going to be a great event.
You can find the full Spokane Navy Week schedule on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website. Click on the Navy Week story. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.